These new minimally invasive surgical procedures for glaucoma use natural pathways in the eye to relieve pressure. Dr. Joel Schumann of UPMC incorporates minimally invasive glaucoma surgery into his practice regularly. Let's find out why.
Usually surgery is reserved until after we've tried laser and or medicines for treatment. Making an opening, doing that bypass surgery is a very effective operation. We can also implant a drain. We can actually put a drain into the eye as that bypass so that that patient has a new drain. Both of those procedures, though, carry risk. And so we now have new types of glaucoma surgery that are minimally invasive and have a much lower risk than the traditional types of glaucoma surgery. There are basically three types of minimally invasive glaucoma surgery. One type uses a stent to bypass the part of the drain that's stopped up, which is called the trabecular meshwork. So that stenting procedure is very promising in clinical studies, but it's not yet FDA approved. The second type of surgery would be ab interno trabeculectomy. So that's removing that part of the drain that stopped up, the trabecular meshwork, from the inside. So we're removing that stopped up part of the drain and exposing the rest of the drain, in particular, this canal where fluid drains into called Schlemm's canal. And that procedure is done with an instrument called a trabectome. The third type of minimally invasive surgery that we're talking about is called canaloplasty. And what we do there is we put a tiny catheter into Schlemm's canal, into the drain of the eye, and we expand the canal sort of like what you would do if you were doing angioplasty, except in this case, we're working in the drain of the eye, in Schlemm's canal. And then when we're done expanding the canal, we can leave a stent in the canal to try to keep it open and functioning. The advantage of minimally invasive glaucoma surgery is effective glaucoma control with much less risk than the patient would have undergoing standard glaucoma surgery. Most patients have early to moderate glaucoma. Some people have advanced glaucoma. People with advanced glaucoma are not good candidates for these minimally invasive surgical procedures. But people with early glaucoma, and even some people with moderate glaucoma, are good candidates for this type of surgery very frequently. UPMC Eye Center is a leader in minimally invasive glaucoma surgery. We've been involved in the clinical trials from the get-go, and we've been treating patients clinically with these procedures since the time of FDA approval.
Detecting glaucoma at its earliest stage can help to make minimally invasive glaucoma surgery an option for many patients.